Israel's siege of Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah enters its fifth day, and Israeli forces today struck a new target in the West Bank city, the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority's security chief. Some 400 people were said to be in the building when it was attacked and set on fire today. Reporter Stephen Farrell of the London Times newspaper is in Ramallah. What more do you know about this Israeli operation today?
The international journalists in Ramallah are in an increasingly tight situation because many of us are now holed up in hotels, and anyone who goes out we're being stopped and searched and passes taken and made to kneel down on the floor by the Israeli forces. So it's very, very, very difficult to get to the compound. And so I'm afraid that we're not in a position to confirm what is going on inside there. However, it was the busiest night of shelling and shooting that any of us has heard. And the focus of the attacks did seem to be on this compound, which is the headquarters of Jibril Rajoub, one of Mr. Arafat's senior security aides.
He was not in the building at the time, but others were.
So we understand.
Yeah. Israeli tanks have now moved into Bethlehem. What do you hear about that?
Yes, they have. Tanks have been going in and out of the outskirts of Bethlehem for more than a month now, but this appears to be an incursion at least as far into Bethlehem as they have done for a while. As we understand it, they have gone in. They haven't gone in as far as Manger Square, the Church of the Nativity, the traditional birthplace of Jesus, but no one knows if they will. But that Manger Square has been, in recent weeks, a haven for Palestinian gunmen who have all gathered there when the Israelis were raiding refugee camps in and around Bethlehem, because they knew that Manger Square is such a sensitive area that Israel would only do so in extremis. Such is the situation in this country now that we may be in extremis, and it is entirely possible the Israelis will go into Manger Square, but we don't know that yet.
How extensive is the Israeli operation there in Ramallah?
It's extremely extensive and has been tightening day by day. We have been driving around for 3 or 4 days now in Ramallah. In the beginning, it was very easy. Second and third day was tighter. Yesterday was extremely tight, where roads that had previously we'd been able to drive up, the Israeli army had overturned Palestinian cars and they were blocking the streets. There were tanks and armored personnel cars everywhere, leveling guns at us and demanding to see accreditation. They, of course, say that this is a closed military zone and that as journalists we should be aware of that and we have no right to be there. But so far they have just checked us and let us go. Today things are very different. People have been made to sit on the ground, hands in the air. At least one Palestinian journalist has been handcuffed and led away. So at the moment, we are all trying to assess the situation and see how best we can cover the situation on the ground without causing harm to ourselves, or obviously Palestinian translators and interpreters who are traveling with us.
Stephen Farrell is a reporter in Ramallah for the London Times.